Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
What is the most important or embarrassing thing that you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK. This is a crazy story out of Virginia, but it ends up being okay. So a shelter dog made quite an impression at an adoption event in Virginia earlier this month. Now, she is credited with alerting a man that she'd never even seen before that he was about ready to have a seizure. Okay? So Sienna is a 3-year-old lab and pit bull mix and has no known training in detecting seizures.
Right.
So this gets crazier. Now, she was moving between booths at a church yard sale June 7th when she pulled the volunteer Jackie, who's with Friends of Campbell County Animal Control, who's walking her, toward a very tall man. Apparently, this behavior is not normal. So she was rescued as a stray on the streets in Virginia and ended up walking right up to a guy named Josh Davis. This guy is 6'9".
Damn.
So the dog puts her paw on this guy's leg. It was at that point that Davis's wife realized her husband, who has epilepsy, looked like he might have a seizure. He'd forgotten to take his medication that morning.
Uh-huh.
So he forgot to take his medication. He's almost going to have a seizure. Now, Davis, he's got this thing, a VNS implanted in his chest. So seizures can still happen even with that. So with Sienna's prompting, he went to his home around the corner from the church and just chilled out. If he had not calmed down, even with the VNS thing he's got inside of him, he was very likely to have a full-on convulsion seizure. His wife says he was ready to take Sienna home right then.
Yes.
But the couple already have 3 dogs.
So?
And are unable to care for a 4th. So, the shelter actually had a flood of adoption requests after revealing this dog's skill. But Sienna ultimately went to a Roanoke woman who filed the application first.
All right.
Before the seizure event. So she gets access to this dog and can take the dog. Turns out she has a son with epilepsy.
Come on.
Yeah. And apparently, since they adopted this dog, Sienna has not left that kid's side since moving in on June 13th.
What they don't know is the kid hates her. No, but I mean,
yeah, but that's crazy.
That's kind of wild.
Did a dog just know? I mean, I think dogs know a lot of stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, they smell things, hear things, whatever. Actually, my son, we were watching, he's on My Name is Earl Kick right now, right?
All right.
And, you know, I haven't seen it in years. And actually, it is a very funny show. So we're watching the show, but it's about 11 o'clock last night. He's laying on the couch. Dog's kind of laying on him. And his stomach growls. And the dog freaked the F out. Dog jumps up, like, stares at his stomach, thinks like something's growling at her. And so she's staring at him. We're like, dude, his stomach growled. And she relaxed again. But, I mean, she popped up out of nowhere. And he's like, what did I do? I said, your stomach growled. She was half asleep. She just hears a growl. Oh, yeah. So she's looking at his gut like, I will kill whatever is there.
Jesus.
You just let me
That's
know.
That's all you did.
I didn't say she's smart, but we do love the dog.
And Jamie Presley's never bad.
Oh, man. Yeah. Listen, dude, I forgot she was on. Her character is fantastic, but boy, she's easy on the eyes. Real.
Do you guys ever forget your anniversary?
I have not forgotten my anniversary. Now, that said, I've forgotten to get a card, but I have the presence of mind to at least say happy anniversary before I go to work, and then I can scramble over to the store and get a card. And my wife always knows, like, this is a janky-ass card. I'm like, look, I got your card. We both not remembered at some point at work, but I do remember the anniversary. Right. That's
well, see, very the anniversary was, my anniversary was the yellow flower incident.
Yes.
Okay. But here's the thing. Now, when I woke up that morning.
That was on our anniversary?
That was anniversary flowers.
I always thought that was Valentine's Day.
No.
Does it matter?
It does, because on Valentine's Day, at least you have the excuse of maybe the red roses were sold out.
Okay. Yeah.
As opposed to being like, oh, I don't know what to think about
they
roses.
They all looked like they were at the end of their rope. For whatever reason. Just the red roses look like ass.
Sure.
Now, keep in mind, this is in the QFC. Okay? I am coming home after the show at 6 o'clock. Most of the florists, they're closed. They're Ballard. They're 9 to 5.
Would you have gone to a florist for flowers? Like, look, man, if you want flowers, I'm going to the grocery store.
I would have ordered like a nice box. You know what I mean? Came in, put it in the refrigerator at work, whatever. All right. Something like that. But she did not say happy anniversary that morning.
Okay.
I realized it when I was at work. So when I got to work, I was like, oh man, it's our anniversary. Now, as I'm thinking right now, I don't know if I can remember the date. I think it's August 25th.
Don't know.
I don't need to August.
I know it's August 25th.
I think that's how I remember the date.
I'm pretty sure that's the date, okay? But that was my thing about that whole night. So I got her the yellow roses. I give her the yellow roses. I say happy anniversary. She freaks the hell out. I am 100% positive that because she never asked, are we going to dinner? Mm-hmm. Are we? Because I did not.
Oh, that she forgot?
She forgot.
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing about an anniversary. But there's a list of reminders but she for gave the me month nothing. Leading up.
It's not her job.
Or she was letting to see how, or waiting for you to say something.
Come on. It
feels like a she trap. Didn't have anything back. Is she supposed to?
Ted, I hear
see,
what you're
this,
saying.
This is the problem.
But you know your spell. Like, my wife would never challenge me to see if I remember the anniversary. Like, she wants to make sure I remember. So a month out, you get little
Your
little
wife
crumb.
Would. I'm just saying, they're different people.
They are.
And I could see his so what is walking him and like, I'm going to wait till he says something.
What are they supposed to give you? That's the thing I couldn't prove.
A card.
Because, thank you.
Right, that's it. That's the extent.
That's what I got. I got a card and flowers. Yeah. She went off on the color of the flowers, but I'm still in the back of my mind thinking like, all right, what do you got?
Mm-hmm.
Do you got anything?
No.
Like, what do you got?
Did you ask?
She never had anything.
Uh-huh.
So, you
think she was feeling guilty about forgetting. Then you show up with these flowers, and now she can use that as the ruse to be angry and dump it on you.
Also, I cannot remember what day this was. It was like a Monday or a Tuesday. It was like one of those days where you're just not thinking about it.
Sure.
So when I got to the QFC in Wallingford, they had lobster tails. So I bought a couple lobster tails, bought some baked potatoes, bought a salad, you know,
all right.
Stuff. So I'm prepared to eat dinner at home. She didn't have anything. Not a reservation, no suggestions on dinner, no card. I'm thinking to myself, you forgot. This is a cover-up.
I would agree. If she didn't even have a thought of where to go for dinner, then it had not crossed her mind. Because one thing you can count on, she might set you up for a million things, but if it came down to it, they'll tell you the restaurant they want to go to. That, there's zero question about. Like, fine, you got me these yellow roses, let's go to. I mean, just instantly. I could call my wife right now and be like, where do you want to go for our anniversary? Bip, bip, bip. Done.
She'll name it.
Yeah, I mean, she's not even thinking
but
about it right now.
We never had the conversation beforehand. So we never.
Then she forgot.
That's what I'm saying.
She absolutely forgot.
Are we doing anything on Monday? I never heard that. So when I realized it at work, I was like, oh man, I gotta get some flowers again.
Which anniversary was it?
Oh God, I don't know. I got married in 2007.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Separated in 2016.
Okay.
So sometime before
somewhere
there.
In that window, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but it was, you know.
I like that. In that window, yes.
Yeah, somewhere in that window.
Yeah. And
yeah. I mean, I don't know.
9 years.
Hell if I know. But I remembered. I did remember.
You did remember.
I did remember eventually. That was the most important thing.
I always, as best I can, I just try to remember crap the day before, just because I always go to bed later than everyone else. So it's like, all right, I can just sign this damn card and leave it at the computer because that's the first place she's going to go in the morning. I win no matter what. I do, because I'll wake up those mornings. Keep in mind, that morning I wake up, I completely forgotten what day it is, but I took care of it last night, right? So I get this big warm hug and a nice kiss from the wife going, oh, thank you for the card. Then, that's right, I did send that card. It's your anniversary. Yeah. That's what it is.
Exactly. I think the worst one I had is I forgot my brother's birthday once.
All right.
But that's not a big deal. Your brother, you can call him the next day and go, sorry, man, I got busy.
Yeah. He wasn't. No? He wasn't super pleased.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was like a Saturday. I mean, I can remember like it was yesterday. It was a Saturday. I had clearly been out way too long the night before. And something to do with work. Right? I don't know. It was like a bar appearance or something. So I just got up and just rocked through that Saturday, right? Like, oh, screw it. Yeah. Just get up, go to this bar appearance, blah, blah, blah. And then like the next day, right, I like talked to my mom. Like, what'd you guys do last night? I'm like, well, you know, your brother came over his birthday. I was like, oh. No.
Right.
Yeah. Now, my dad, there was one year I finally called him. I mean, mine's kind of hard to forget because it's Christmas Eve.
Sure.
But same thing. I called him at like 6 p.m. my time, so like 9 p.m. his time. I was going to call.
So no, you weren't.
I was like, you sure about that?
Yeah. Jesus.
Right. It's like, it's 9 p.m. on the East Coast. Like, what were you waiting for?
Right. They say when married couples mark another year together, whether it's their first or the 30th, it's a milestone. And that's why many spouses commemorate their anniversary with a special celebration, whether it's dinner, weekend trip. And I guess this was the expectation for one woman who on Reddit appears to believe that recognizing a wedding anniversary is a reflection of how things are going in the marriage. But her husband of 8 years, not on the same page. When he forgot their anniversary for the third year in a row.
In a row.
Oh.
And she eventually got a divorce.
Come on.
I can say, you can forget that one, and you'll hear about it for as long as you are married, but three in a row, like, brother, that's bad.
Just say you don't care.
Well, throughout their 8 years of marriage, the woman said there have been ups and downs, like any other marriage, but recently she feels as if their relationship has faltered. Lately, it feels like he stopped putting effort into little things that matter to me, the woman admitted. Case in point, forgetting the anniversary three times in a row. Now, when her husband first forgot their anniversary, the woman gave him the benefit of the doubt, attributing his slip-up to a busy work schedule.
Stupid.
Following year, she made sure to remind her husband about their anniversary weeks in advance. He still forgets. Now, on the actual day, he didn't even mention it. The woman said she was in disbelief. We had a big argument, and he promised he would make it up to me. But when their eighth wedding anniversary rolled around, he let her down yet again. This year I waited, hoping things would be different. But once again, the day came and went without a word from him. No card, no flowers, not even a simple happy anniversary. Now, since his wife was upset and disappointed, she decided to communicate her point of view. But her husband dismissed her concern. He acted like it wasn't a big deal and said, it's just a date. Why does this matter so much? She saw his disregard for their anniversary as a disregard for their marriage in general. That was the last straw. I feel like he doesn't care about our marriage. And if he can't be bothered to remember something as important as our anniversary, what does that say about our commitment? So she threatened to divorce him, which caused her husband to accuse her of overreacting and being petty.
Look, it's one of those things you just have to accept certain things in life. Your anniversary date, whatever it is, completely arbitrary and 1,000,000,000% irrelevant. However, it means something to someone else. Like, it has no impact on your marriage. It has nothing to do with your day-to-day. It does not help your finances. It has nothing to do with your future. It has nothing to do with anything other than it's been imprinted on this other person's mind that it's important. So for that reason alone, and so that you can sleep in your own bed, remember, you know, I don't have a problem with my anniversary, but the long after we say happy anniversary, we're kind of done. Because the truth is, like, we still got to deal with the kids. We got to do this. It means... It sounds harsh, but essentially it means nothing. You know, it's just another feather in your cap to mark the years. It's the ring in a tree, right? But understood that it is something that you want to value. So you go, okay. All right. So all of that said, a couple texts comes in and says, my husband has our anniversary and my birthday on his phone so that he remembers. An entirely different person. Dudes. Well, of smartphones, set reminders on these dates and have them repeat yearly with a reminder.
Sometimes those dates change.
But here's the beauty of what they're saying, though, is this is the admission. I don't want to say we don't care. It's not that we don't care. It's just not super important. But the fact that it's like, right, set it on your smartphone. Ladies, just let that sink in from our point of view. We're not saying it's not important. It's not that. We want to remember because we don't want to piss you off. We get that it's a big deal to you. But we have to set a reminder because it's, from the guy's point of view, if this does not help or hurt or move things forward or take care of this, take care of that, then it's irrelevant. You know, because the truth is that it is. But that said, we're not without romance. We understand, yes, this date is the day we're going to celebrate. I mean, that's essentially what an anniversary is. This is the day we're going to celebrate the fact that we're married. We mark it off by the year. But in the scheme of things, as a dude, you're here to problem solve. If this does not contribute or take away from my issues...
Hey, you're not wrong, but also, I don't think it's not a lot. Like, look, I'm not going to remember every date.
Sure.
I'm not probably not going to remember the date I met you, but, like, I feel like the anniversary, it's like, well, that's part of being in a relationship. That matters to them.
I'm not arguing. That's but that's my whole point. As a guy, we don't care. If it doesn't solve or start a problem, that doesn't mean anything. But I understand
the problem.
Other side of it finds it important. That will cause a problem.
Yeah,
I'm just speaking truth.
Like, find a solution to the problem that you keep forgetting the damn day.
This is truth. This is honesty. But I understand it is important to you. So we will make sure we celebrate it on this day. But other than you being upset, what impact does this have?
Right. I do see your point.
It does not pay my mortgage. It does not take care of my kids. That's where my mind is.
Right. Like, I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
If it didn't mean as much to the wives, we wouldn't be celebrating the anniversary.
No. We do it every day.
Right.
We celebrate our marriage every day. Mm-hmm. So I understand you've picked this date. Well, we picked the date when we got married, but like in the scheme of things, it does not help or hurt based on what my concerns are to take care of the family. It only affects where I sleep that night.
Right.
And that's why we set a reminder.
I had a super early flight.
Yours is pretty easy to remember, though.
But that's why we picked the day before.
I know yours.
Oh, and I got it.
Right. Well, that's why I was like, knowing yours, because what is that called when like the numbers all match up?
It's 777. So you can't.
What? So that's how I know Miles is in August of 07.
Yes. Right. I have one of those.
Well, I will say though, selfishly, like I remember I had that boxing match in 08. Mm-hmm. So sometimes when I have to remind myself of like something that happened the year before, I'm like, start with the boxing match. That was 08. Okay, what were we doing the year before?
Okay.
No, I mean,
but because that date,
because you trained so much. I mean, to lead up to that. So I took a,
and I'm not married.
I took a week vacation.
I have a picture of me in the ring hanging in my home that has the date on it. If I was married, I might have to take that photo down and put up a picture of
us. Absolutely would.
I just put one next to it.
Yeah. I took a week vacation and early flight out of Painfield in Everett. So it was like a 6 o'clock flight. It was early. So I'm kind of groggy getting there anyway. I think I went down to San Diego or wherever the hell I went for a week, right? I think I went down to see my kid. So I did not pay attention to the ticket I bought. I drive to Painfield. It's early in the morning. I do remember just getting on the flight. Like, but with Painfield, you can just kind of blow
through.
Right, right. I had a carry-on bag, whatever the deal is. I got on the plane. I fell asleep. All right. So I'm coming back, flying back from San Diego. And I land, and I'm looking for my car. All right. And I've got, typically what I'll do is I will take a picture of the parking spot.
Right.
So I know where I park my car. All right. So I land at SeaTac. Okay. And I'm looking for my car and I walk out into the garage and I'm like, I think I'm on the third floor. I'm not sure. It's got to be here on the third floor. Do you know how big that parking garage is?
Yes.
It's large. It is large. I'm walking around. Everywhere. I look back at my itinerary and I realized that when I booked that flight through Alaska Airlines, there's an option that says SeaTac or similar airports. In other words, I forgot I had flown out of Painfield. My return flight was into SeaTac. My car is in Everett. I'm walking around a parking garage. I totally forgot that I flew out of Painfield. And then I'm like, oh, God, I'm an idiot. So I had to take an Uber from SeaTac all the way to Painfield.
How much was that Uber?
Jesus Christ, it was like $150. God, the traffic was awful that day.
Of course.
It took forever to get up there. And I'm like, I cannot believe that I am that stupid, that I did not realize at any point that I had two different airports on the same trip.
But I feel like those things are easy to overlook. We went to Delaware last year. We got a rental car. No big deal. We parked downtown, little beach town. We parked downtown, and we specifically paid the parking. All right? I remember, so my wife's out there doing a thing because it's all apps and all this garbage.
And they are on it.
They are not effing around there. Seriously, they are really, really on it. And parking's at a premium, right?
Correct.
So we got a really good space, too, dude. You'd have been proud. We were maybe a block away from the boardwalk. It was
nice.
We got super lucky. We paid for the parking. So the next day, there's a ticket on the windshield of the car. I'm looking at my wife. We're eating lunch at this point. She's like, we got a ticket. I said, for what? And so we go through this thing, and basically the place that we paid for parking, they put a ticket on the car. So we get a little pissed, and then I'm like, you know, this is easy to resolve. I crumpled it up, stuffed it in my pocket. I said, we're not paying this. We already paid for parking. That's on them, but they can't figure it out, blah, blah, blah. About 3 days later, my wife's, hey, what'd you do with that ticket? I said, well, it's in the trash can in the bathroom. She's like, you need to get that. I'm like, I'm not getting it, man. We're not paying them. We paid for goddamn parking. That's how it works. So the thing we forgot is, my wife is so used to punching in our Washington State license plate, right, where you put it all in the app.
Oh, so your car didn't match up?
No, it's an entirely different car. It's an entirely different license plate. And so, and it's only like a $40 ticket. It's not the end of the world, but I was just like, God damn. And she goes, look, man, it's just because it's habit. And that's part of the reason I hate the apps with parking. Not that we have rental cars much, but in that case, like, look, if we could just put money in a meter, it doesn't matter who's parked there. You're good. Or, you know, whatever it is. But with the apps, you type in your license plate. She typed in the Washington State license plate. So we could have parked it there, except it's 3,000 miles away. Meanwhile, this dumbass rental car that we had, I'm like, you mother, you got to be kidding.
I park in those places so rarely.
With the app things?
Yeah. Like, I don't even know my license plate. Like, I
get it on my phone.
I got a photo of it on my phone. Yep. Same thing. Or if I check into a hotel, I'm always like, hang on. Let me walk out there and look. Right? It's like, it depends. Like, usually hotels, what's going on, but like.
Like, if you're parking there, they will ask, right?
Right. So, like, in the last year, I had to go down to, like, Oregon once a month or something. But the town I was in outside of Portland, there was a big McMiniman's there.
Okay.
So when I would go down in the winter, it was fine. But in the summertime, they had concerts. So they were like, you need your...
Yeah.
Great, because, like, people will park here just to get over to that concert.
What is the walk from the hotel desk to back to my car to put the little piece of paper on the dashboard? Why does that piss me off so much?
Just because your trip's basically done.
You arrived. You're tired.
Yeah.
You just want to be done.
Like, I'm way out there, man. Like, I'm not even close to the hotel, but I'm still in your parking lot. I got to walk all the way back there. Like, this sucks.
Yeah.
I don't know why it does.
Well, on the same token,
it's one of those little things
though,
in life that just agitates the living hell out of me.
It does. But then once you put it in there and you check in and you go to, like, the place around the corner to get a bite, that beer tastes great.
Yes, it does. It's like, you tell me I got to walk all the way back out to my car again? Jesus. What is the most important or embarrassing thing you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK.
Men's Room World Tour rolling on Saturday, July 19th. We'll be in Bremerton at the Tracy Tunn Movie House.
Bremerton?
Bremerton from 2 until 5. The Men's Room IPA will be there, the 20th anniversary lager, as we say cheers to 20 years. All that from Black Raven and Men's Room Beer Brats from Mooley's, as we got a brand new location, the Tracy Tunn Movie House in Bremerton.
Are we going to see any movies?
I don't know. Ted says they got video games. They got all
yeah,
that.
They got an arcade.
All ages event, by the way.
I will be in the arcade with the kids.
Nice.
All right, seriously, my wife's booking this thing for Orlando, right? Universal Studios or whatever. We're going to the Splash Park, and she goes, hey, I already know your answer to this. Do you want to go to the go-kart track? I'm like, yes, absolute. Sign me up for that, man. Yeah, I will be there the entire time.
Now, have you guys ever thought on our question, what's the most important or embarrassing thing you've forgotten? If you could have everything returned to you, that you have forgotten someplace, left someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Just spaced out. You know, and you don't know where it is. You probably don't even know you have forgotten half these things.
I suppose it's like the top of my head, because your important stuff, like your wallet, your phone, keys.
This is like a really cool hoodie. This is like a, you know.
I mean, I can tell you right now, in Milwaukee, I left my 05 Army Navy koozie, and I'd had it since 05. I had taken that thing across, like, to London. I mean, I had traveled everywhere with that koozie. And there was times I thought I lost it and had to call a hotel, and they were like, we found it. But in Milwaukee, of all places. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know where?
I do. They have, this was right, the year we were there was after, I want to say after, like, Giannis had won a title.
Okay.
So they kept showing everything, and they call it the Deer District, right? It's the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh, right, okay.
So it's kind of like Power Plant was, you know what I mean? Yeah. It's one of those places that has, like, built-in bars. It's by the arena, so you can, like, watch games and stuff.
Sure.
And we were in there, and one of the, like, event spaces they had was a wedding. And basically, there was just a bunch of people, and they were, like, it was just, you know, it was just, like, four of us. And they were, like, we're on the other side of just, like, a rope. And these two guys and their wives are just, like, what are you guys doing? And we're, like, oh, we're just kind of in town. They're, like, for the baseball game. We're, like, nah, we're just in town. And they're, like, ah, do you guys want, like, what's a beer? So we're like, yeah. So they just start buying drinks because they're in the wedding. It's free, and handing them over.
Oh, nice.
And somewhere in that exchange, I mean, I sat it down for a minute.
Sadly, I'm trying to think of all the things I've lost. The thing that I'd want to get back is probably Ted's hoodie that I lost down at the Gorge?
At the Gorge, yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, man. And you said don't lose it.
The quickness. Of the fact how quickly you lost that thing.
I know.
You didn't even have it on for an hour. Hi, man, I lost the hoodie.
What? Already. So I've lost other people's things, but I haven't lost a lot of my stuff.
It was a nice zip-up hoodie. But, I mean, remember, another person used to work here ended up getting me another one from that company.
Oh, did they? Okay. Good. Yeah. I don't feel so bad now.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of losing other stuff.
You know what sucked, man, was going. Council and I went to see Soundgarden at the Gorge, however many years ago it was, and the wives are like, look, don't get too messed up. But they said all the things that they have to say, knowing full well we weren't going to listen. So my wife had said, by the way, I packed up the tent for you. Cool, babe. Thank you, man. You're aces. And I get there, and I just cannot figure out how to set up my tent. Like, in my mind, I'm like, what? Why does this seem so freaking difficult, man? I know how to do this. Castle pops his up in no time. It was just the rain flap.
The rain fly out.
Yeah, so I called her. I said, babe, the tent's at home. She's like, oh, God, right, yeah. Forgot to put it in. So I'm like, look, don't worry about it, man. I'll figure this out. We go see Soundgarden, and as Castle and I are wont to do, copious amounts of all things. Well, the good news is it didn't matter because we forgot where our campsite was. We wandered through that. We ended up partying with a bunch of people like 3:30 in the morning. And keep in mind, the whole time we're actively looking for our campsite. Neither of us can remember. We're both half walking sideways, you know, that drunk walk. There's a bunch of people in the tent. They may have been doing some things. They had some booze. Hey, you guys want to hang with us? We're like, yeah. So we parted with them until about 6 in the morning. Now the sun's coming up, and we're in bad, bad shape.
That's a rough walk.
It, God almighty. And the thing that sucked about it, so the sun comes up, and you know, people start clearing out. When enough people clear out that we can find a campsite, we were maybe 2 rows away.
Yeah,
it's one of those deals where people packed up, and Castle taps me and points and goes, there it is.
Yeah, but you've walked in the wrong hotel.
Yeah, it was bad.
Here was a bad one for me. This was not a good look at all.
I've been on the wrong floor in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got lost in the Grand Ole Opry Hotel. So, day of yard work, right? And I mean, like, we were moving mulch, doing all this crap. Ended up going to Chupacabra.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Mexican restaurant up there on top of the hill in on Finney. And so we're sitting in a table, and my hands are just starting to swell. It's one of those things, and I've got my wedding ring on, and I just pull off as hard as I can because my hands are swelling, and this is tight.
Right.
And this is starting to hurt. And I remember exactly where I put this. There was a bottle of hot sauce on the table. I think it was ones that they made. I put the ring on the top of the neck of the bottle of the hot sauce.
Makes sense.
Okay. It took me a long time to go back and remember exactly how I did this. So about a week goes by, and my wife, we're sitting someplace, and she goes, I have to ask you, are you just not wearing your wedding ring anymore? And I'm like, oh, God. I really am not wearing my wedding ring. Like, I didn't even dawn on me. And
I'm like, but you had left it there?
I didn't even know what I did with it. It took me that long. So, I mean, I'm beating myself up for hours. Like, where did I put this thing? Like, I could not remember what I did with that ring. So I'm back tracking, like, did I wear it yesterday?
Right.
No, this is a week back. I wouldn't wear it for a week. But she had kept noticing, like, okay, what are you going to put that ring on?
Yeah.
So, like, I drive up to Chupacabra, and I go over to that table. Of course there's no ring. No. So I'm looking around, like, there's a couple people, like, to see if they moved the bottles to different tables. Because, like, maybe you didn't even see it on there, you know, kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Like, maybe it's just still wrapped around the neck, one of these hot sauce bottles. Could not find it. That was a $200 mistake.
It's not the worst cause. Actually, I couldn't tell you where mine is now. We got tattooed on our ring fingers, right? So my wife says, hey, let me have your wedding ring. And she puts it with her wedding ring. And so the idea is we already got the tattoo. And then she's going to put the wedding rings wherever. So we're having this conversation with some friends. And they're just asking about the tattoos. And I'm like, well, it's easier than a ring. You don't pull them off. You don't lose it, blah, blah, blah. So I look at my wife and I go, hey, man, where did you put the rings?
She's like,
yeah, I don't know. I'm like, what? She's like, I don't know. I know that they are together. I put them in like this little bag thing. I said, well, where did you put the little bag? She's like, I don't know. And as all human beings do, I put them somewhere that I wouldn't forget.
Correct.
Once you put that into your brain, you're going to forget. If I've learned nothing else in my life, once I tell myself, the follow-up line is, so I won't forget. It is a guarantee that I'm going to forget. Because I do it to crap at home, like, I'm going to put this here so that I won't forget. Just put it in the normal freaking place, right? Because then when you ask yourself, what did I do with blank? I don't know, but I know I put it somewhere that I won't forget. But I've forgotten where I won't forget.
What's the most important or embarrassing thing that you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Murphy. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Hola. Kimosabi.
So what did you forget?
Okay. So it's like 1985, and as everybody else was doing, I was doing cocaine. So,
as people do.
So I needed to get some beer, so I come down enough to go to sleep, so I get up to work the next day. And
oh, criminy!
Hello.
I go down to the.
Hey man, your phone's breaking up, bro. Your phone. All right, try again.
Yeah, we got you now.
Okay. What did you miss?
Most of it.
Most
you needed to go get some beer, so you're on your way to the store.
Yes.
So I get to the store, I pay for the beers, I go back, walk back to my house, a couple blocks away, and take out the packet to go do some more cocaine, and it's not in my pocket. And I'm like freaking out for more than one reason. And so I figure, well, maybe I dropped it at the liquor store.
Oh, phone dropped out.
And he's gone again. And he's gone.
Okay.
Yep.
That's tough to go back to the liquor store. Hey, y'all seen any cocaine?
It's one thing. I've never forgotten where I've placed any narcotics, but I've certainly lost narcotics. To his point, it came out of your pocket, and that is so... I'd rather forget where I put it, because then there's a chance I can remember, as opposed to saying, I lost the bag, fellas. Yeah. Everyone's going to be pissed, right?
That's like, why I don't know. That's why my road travel bag is different than airplane bag. So I'll go to Oregon a lot.
Sure.
That's a different suitcase than the one that I take on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I know somebody who's forgotten that.
And the reason is because I have traveled with things that I didn't realize I was traveling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, this is a Vegas bag. You know what that means.
Oh, yeah.
That's trouble.
That's a separate bag.
That's trouble.
I actually know somebody who they had to move their dad from the house he'd lived in forever into the whatever home that he was going to, so he's helping him unload everything, and he ends up in his main office there, and he's got a big old gun safe in there, and he's taking things out, and most of these guns that he's got in there have cases, or they've got some sort of a case that they belong in, but he said that there were these two little revolvers that just, they were sitting there loose inside the damn thing, so he says, right, screw it, and he throws it into his bag, and he forgets about it. That's what he forgot about, and then he ended up having to travel at some point, so he goes through the airport, and he's a regular travel, he's got TSA pre-check and all that, so he usually just flies right on through. He goes through there, and all of a sudden his bag starts registering, and we need to get it for additional screening. People are staring at the computer screens. Like, it's not just a normal thing where they pushed out to the side. It's like, wait a minute, what's that right there? Like, right. People are freaking out a little bit. Turns out that, yeah, he forgot to unload said pistols out of the
bag.
Oh,
they were loaded.
No. They were still in there. They were loaded in the bag.
Oh, he did not unload the gun itself. Yeah. Right, okay.
And they ended up putting him in handcuffs and walking him throughout the airport. Made his flight, by the way.
He did.
Really? Still made the flight. Okay. So
can you go back and get your gun?
They can mail them to you. Yes, he said.
Oh, that doesn't sound like it. Yeah, stick that on my front door.
Yeah, right. He said the problem that they have is that it happens more often than you think. The problem is that we know that you're not going to do anything with it. We know that you're just stupid and you forgot it in your bag. The bigger problem is that now that line that you waited 45 minutes through, we have to shut that thing down. Oh. Get everybody moved over to a different flight, different line. So now people are missing their flights, and. Yeah,
so that's, sir, that's where it creates the problem. You're okay, but everyone in this airport hates you.
Yeah.
And all that.
Yeah. I forgot
like a wooden, it was like a bowl you'd smoke weed out of, right?
Yeah.
So weed had been legal in Washington, but there was a metal piece in it. To this day, I don't know how it got through, but same thing. Like, I land in Texas, go meet my brother and my buddy. We're in Dallas. And then later that evening, we go up there, and I'm like, holy S. Like, I still have this, like, bowl on me. And I'm like, how did it get through security?
It's amazing. I did that before weed was legal. And
I left it in Texas.
A bunch of us are flying to San Francisco. We all go through TSA. I don't give it a thought, you know. And we land in San Francisco. It's early in the morning, so we can't get into the hotel yet. So the first thing we do, there's an Irish pub near the hotel. Let's all go there. What, 10, 12 of us, whatever. So,
yeah, great bar, actually.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Ooh. So we sit down. We're having a good time. No one's getting outrageous. But when the bill shows up, we're all going to split the bill. No big deal. I open my wallet, and there's that unsmoked joint just sitting in the back. And I'm like, oh, S, man. Because, again, this is pre-legal. You know. And I'm just like, oh, my God. So my wife immediately, like... How did you sneak that through? I'm like, I didn't sneak ass. I'm like, babe, I forgot.
Yeah.
It was in my wallet. And even if they'd said, what's this joint? I'd have been like, obviously you planted it there. No, it was mine. So we're trying to figure out where it came from. I don't remember specifically, but all I had to say was, we played a show last night at the casino. She's like, say no more.
Yeah.
People just hand you all these dry guns. I smoked everything else. But the nice thing about it was we suddenly had a joint right outside of that Irish pub.
What is the most important or embarrassing thing that you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
So you see, Ted, I was a hero in the end, you see.
Yeah,
hell, man, I know you're worried. That's basically, I'm like, oh, my God. Because I'm looking at this just going, I cannot believe I got that through. I'm not trying to. That freaks me out. And one of the gentlemen we were with was like, yeah, instead of worrying about it, man, light it. I'm like, you know, that's... It's actually good.
There's just some irony in, like, to me, weed is just, like, I don't consider it, like, a hard drug.
Yeah.
But it's the easiest one to detect between smell, whether you're smoking or not.
Yeah, right.
Like, I know people that have sneak crazy things through. But, right, it's just, it's easier, right? It's like, I don't know. You could sit around drinking hard liquor all day. I might not notice, depending on what you're just doing shots of.
Right.
But if I have one beer and show up, you can be like, yeah, you smell like a brewer. Kind of. It's like, all right, yeah, you're right. I had a beer.
I've been drinking vodka all day.
Especially an IPA. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, Brock. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
So I got two of these. I'll tell you the real one, the story that I told Mike. But there's another time in Reno that I lost my car on a drunk binge and found it later in the evening. But the reason I was calling was this was 30 years ago. I was going to school at Central Washington. I was making some extra money on the side by selling blow. And I had roommates, too. So I used to have to try to hide it from them so they, you know, they wouldn't
steal it.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. So anyway, one of the places I would hide it, it was back then in the 80s where you'd rent DVDs. So I had rented a DVD. They didn't have a Blockbuster there, but they did have a, you know, a store. And I hid it in there. I had like a grandma weighed up in quarters. And I returned the DVD, and I forgot to take the coke out.
Oh, man, you made somebody's day.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so then I went back, like, you know.
Trying to rent the movie again.
Back. Yes, and somebody had rented it.
Oh.
I was worried, too, so it's like I didn't want to find out who it was. So somebody in college got an extra gram of coke when they rented a movie.
What was the movie that the cocaine was stashed in?
Well, it's so long ago, I don't remember. We used to rent them all the time, so.
I said, depending on the movie.
It was a little mom and pop store, and this is probably like 87, 88, so, yeah.
You know, mom and pop probably grabbed your coke, man. Mm-hmm. You bring, you know, they're going to pop it open to make sure the disc is in there, all that kind of stuff. Like, oh, hey, we're going to have a hell of a night tonight, baby.
Drugs. Yeah. I mean, when I worked at it, the first bar I worked at was a really crappy bar. But, like, I don't know. People would leave stuff all the time. But same thing. I remember one night I found cocaine. Like, it's just not my thing.
Right.
Same thing. One of the other bartenders is all like,
I'll take that off your hands.
Exactly. I mean, I couldn't have held it up any quicker. And then I get it now. I didn't get it then. But, like, one of the main bartenders, this dude was super cool, right? He was, like, a DJ, like, before EDM had gotten really big, right? I mean, his house was set up with speakers and this and that. And I remember one day, he just looks at me, he goes, no, I'm just doing a shot of gin to chill out at the beginning of her shift. And I was like,
a shot of gin?
Yeah, because he didn't want to smell.
Okay,
I was like, you all right? He's like, well, no, dude, I played a gig last night. I haven't been asleep yet. And I was like, what? He's like, yeah. Like, it was fine. But that was definitely the guy. It was like, before I could even hold up this bag, he's like, I'll drink it.
Jesus.
I mean, the guy was a legend.
I guess back then it was safer, though, right? Because I feel like if I found a baggie of a white substance now, it could be one of, like, seven different things.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. You know, so I wouldn't even...
No,
that's the thing.
No, yeah.
I wouldn't even mess with... You're right. Back in the day, you're like, that is cocaine. Now it's like, man, I don't know what it is, but I would not F with it.
What is the most important or embarrassing thing that you've forgotten? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Shelby. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, my thing I'd forgotten, I was embarrassed, was we just went camping, my wife and I, we just got back home, unpacked everything, and we got a call from my sister-in-law. She was having her baby that day. So we quickly turned around, drove up. Her and her husband lived in Canada at the time. Drove up there, I got into Canada, got to the hospital, went to reach down, I dropped my wallet, went to reach down under the seat. I realized my pistol was still in there.
Oh.
So I'm like, oh no, this is not good. How do I get this back home? And I'm like, first off, how did I get through the border? And second off, how am I going to get home?
So well, they didn't check your car, obviously.
They didn't check
one
car,
way,
no.
but you know, coming back is harder than going there.
Yeah.
So that's
absolutely
the problem.
They interrogate you more like, why did you go to Canada?
Are you one of them Americans?
Yeah, so are you.
Yeah.
So I was literally the typical American right there. So I'm like, oh my God, how am I going to do this? And so what I did was I just pulled everything apart, put the gun in two different pieces, put it in two different spots of the car as far as apart as I could, drove up to the border on the way home, made everything look like it was fine. I told my wife, I'm like, don't sweat, don't say nothing. And we made it through. They didn't pull us over.
Don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even when you have nothing on you, you feel. We went there.
I've sweated through the border there.
Well, yeah. You pull up, it's me, the wife, and my son. We had a volleyball tournament, and that's literally it. And you, like you said, getting into Canada, they're kind of like, great, have a nice day. Coming back, man, a little more detailed, and there's like two other people staring into the car. I guess I look suspicious, and maybe I should, but when they peeked into the car, my kid is sitting sideways, headphones on, not paying attention to everything. In that moment, they eased up. He looked like you're the absolute average.
I took an exchange student from Portugal through the border with not even a passport.
Without the passport?
No, they didn't ask for him. We had them, but they didn't even ask.
Wow.
That's what I said.
Yeah, one of the guys that for the volleyball tourney, he was not thinking about it, apparently, but he was running a little late, and the phone call we get is, he's like, look, I got my kid, basically there's his kid, like two kids from foreign countries with passports, and then two other kids that weren't his, but basically he's piling up half this team trying to take him up there. He's like, man, I didn't give it a thought. The other parents, they're tied up with whatever. She's like, sure, I'll bring him. He said, man, getting into Canada, when it's like, hey, who are these kids? In that moment, it's kind of like, oh, crap, man. And these kids, by the way, these kids are 16 and 17. So but still, he's like, get out of the vehicle. And it wasn't a big deal. He goes, look, I get it. I understand security's got to do its thing. He's like, but I'm bummed because in 2 days, I got to do this S again.
And the problem is U.S.
Yeah.
If you're a United States citizen trying to get back into this country, you're treated like you are not, you've never been here.
Yeah, like, dude, you see my passport.
It's right? Insane. Like, I could not. Canada's like, ooh, how long are you staying? What hotel are you staying?
Yep, I'll get you with that.
How many days are you going to be gone? You're coming back at this date? Okay. That's basically what they need to know. How long are you going to be in the country? Where are you staying specifically?
That is a very big question.
And then on the way back, it's like, what were you doing in Canada?
Yeah, nothing.
I'll see your mom.
Right.
You know? Well, go through any, whether it's Border Force in London, whatever. Like, it is odd. Even just going, like, again, then coming back from Germany, watching a Seahawks game, and he just goes, who's your favorite Seahawk? I was just like, what? He's like, who's your favorite Seahawk? I guess DK? I don't know.
You just go, whatever.
It's a reasonable thing for him to ask me, but I was like so nervous, like,
Franco Harris.
Offense or defense?
Yeah, right?
Active or retired?
I don't know. Like, I'm not 12. I don't rank my favorite players.
The legendary Franco Harris. The
Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice. TJ Houshmandzadeh.
You know, you're right.
Ryan Leaf.
I might have said something like, currently?
Yeah, right. Sean Alexander.
Yeah. Tara Daly, Steve Makes the Daily Mix Morning Show. Coming up, we'll sit and spin with the 10 worst classic rock covers of all times. And we got your emails coming up next to the Men's Room at KISW.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.